School doesn't start for 2 weeks, but it was standing room only at the Seattle School Board meeting last night. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, hundreds of community members turned out for a host of issues they want settled before school begins.
The air conditioning was going full blast in the district auditorium, but things heated up quickly during public testimony. Kay Wyking Garrett is founder of the Umoja Fest Peace Center, one of the community groups currently using the Horace Mann School building in the central area. The district plans to move the alternative high school Nova back to the building after moving it out several years ago. Garrett is leading a campaign to urge the district to let community groups like his stay in the Mann building instead to keep teaching classes to students of color.
We have apartheid in our school system right here. And what is going on is that we have a unique opportunity at Horace Mann to basically, what we're doing is setting up a triage unit for the carnage that's happening to our children in the Seattle public schools right now.
The board was scheduled to vote last night to authorize renovations to the building so Nova can move back in. But the superintendent delayed the vote until September. He cited a desire to work with the community first. Before the school year begins, the district and the teachers' union have to agree on a new 3-year contract. Seattle Education Association President Jonathan Knapp thanked the district for taking larger class sizes off the table. But he criticized the district's reported proposal to keep using students' state test scores in teacher evaluations. Like many speakers last night, Knapp blew past his allotted 2 minutes of speaking time as he called for the district to collaborate with the union.
Our joint initiatives go all the way back to 1992. All we are proposing to do is the same thing on student growth metrics and on standards and testing. We must take the time to do this important work together.
Thank you, Mr. Knapp.
Support a fair contract now.
Thank you.
Seattle Public Schools Superintendent Jose Banda says he can't discuss specifics of the negotiations while bargaining is still underway. Along with plenty of fired-up public testimony, even usually mild-mannered board member Harry M. Martin Morris raised his voice at one point in the meeting. The board was debating whether to approve the hires of 4 teacher candidates from Teach for America, or TFA. As with TFA hires in years past, some board members questioned hiring teachers who've only been through TFA's 5-week teacher training program and aren't conventionally trained or certified. Arguing in favor of the hires, Martin Morris said these TFA candidates are exceptional.
Because of the skill set that they are bringing to the table during the interview process, they rise to the top. You know, we go through this dance every freaking year, and I'm getting a little tired of it.
The board approved the 4 TFA teacher hires in a 5-2 vote. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.